we're doing the Holy Letter of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter 1079, Baruch Hashem, dated the fourth day of Tammuz in Tavshin Aleph in Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to Rav Chosid Yisrael Kim, Aryeh Doiv Edelman, who was also a Sheikh of the Baidik, who was also a ritual slaughterer. And the Rebbe says to him, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I received your two pidyon nefesh, and when I'm going to be on the Tzion, the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I will read him, and for sure, I'm sure that he will arouse great mercy to fulfill the desires of your hearts for good, and I'm sure that you are going to let me know the good news from everything that's going on about all those people that you write about them in the pidyon nefesh. And this is also connected to, I guess, my father also, Olav HaShalom, because the Rebbe writes about their questioning traveling to Ireland. Okay? Being he was a Sheikh of the Baidik, and actually, when I looked it up, actually, I made a mistake last time. I wasn't sure. I said they would slaughter the cattle and send it back to you, but they actually made in cans. I looked it up, I think, on Google that they actually made cans, you know, like tunas. They had the meat also packaged that way over there. That's what they did, and then they would send it.
What? During
yeah.
the war, they
yeah, that's what they yeah. So, as far as traveling to Ireland, so the Rebbe says, generally speaking, it would have been, it's fitting that they should also find that this journey should also give them spiritual livelihood, which means to do something spiritual, not just go for the shechita, but just as a parnasa, as for that, but also some spiritual benefit. The Rebbe says it's very clear, it's understood that just having a job and physically having your livelihood is very important, as explained in the revealed part of Torah, especially in Chassidus, that, you know, a parnasa, a job and work is very important. It's nothing to complain about. But still, the Rebbe uses a language, I think it's a Russian word, prikra. I know my parents used to use that word, I'm not sure if it's Yiddish or it's Russian. It must be Russian. Let's check it. So the Rebbe said that you have a minyan of Chassidim and Tamimim, those are followers and people that learned in Tamimim, for an emol, tzveimol, and dreimol. You travel once, twice, and three times. You know, they've been traveling back and forth. Men koilet ab hundred terbahemes. You slaughter hundreds of animals. You get paid, Rebbe in Yiddish, you get paid either in pounds or in francs. That was before the euro. So in France, they had the franken. And in Ireland, they had the fund. They had the pounds over there, like in England. The pound. Fund, yeah? Yeah, and then you go, you come, and then you come back home. So, what do you see in your eyes, physical eyes? You don't see. How did you fulfill your mission in this world? I mean, what did you accomplish? I mean, what did you accomplish in this world?
They provided kosher food for people.
Okay, but that's a business. That's a job, and not in generally. Where's the refinement over here? Where is the person's own refinement? It is related that during the time of the middle Rebbe, that's the Rebbe Dovber, there was an instruction to all Hasidim that came to Lubavitch that while they were traveling, or more accurately, while they were walking back home, they should recite the Chassidus, the teaching of Chassidus, in all places where they are passing. That was an instruction. Even in the very small cities where their way back was. So though, what was the purpose, the goal of going to traveling or walking to Lubavitch was to be in Lubavitch and to go back home. But still, they were supposed to go by everywhere they walked by. They were supposed to share something of the teachings, what they learned. So therefore, all these other places in which they traveled through were not an interruption between them and Lubavitch, but they became actually a connecting piece, because what they did is they utilized all these places to go ahead and do something, to teach the people something. So the Rebbe said like this: I am sure that after looking into very strongly in what has been explained in the writings of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, over there he explains what does it mean to look in thoroughly. What is sistaklus? What look in thoroughly? So he says, notwithstanding the fact that the goal of traveling to Ireland is in order to make money for your family, for yourself, your family, and to go back to your home, but also for sure, also in the places and the other matters, you should accomplish, affect something, do something, you know, make a difference in the people. It should be recognizable that this is not just a business. It's a business of Hasidim and Tamimim who are connected to the previous Rebbe. Let it be the will, Yerotzen, that you should find proper work and also a proper situation, that also in this travel you can add a little bit of light in the darkness of the world, with blessings for a proper travel, work with success, and regards to the entire group. And here the Rebbe was, as you see, this is amazing, that the Rebbe never let through any situation without demanding that they should do something for Yiddishkeit, you know, while they're there. It's that goes for, I mean, the Rebbe is talking to those people there now. A lot of these people, you have to understand also, had just come out of a lot of tzuris in Russia. These people were all in Russia and they had a lot of tzuris. And they finally came over here and they needed a livelihood, so they wanted to rest a little bit. Maybe they wanted to just make a living and just not be bothered. The Rebbe never let anybody rest on the laurels and on the all. And then the Rebbe demanded that everybody do something, and everybody and do something not only which is important for your parnasa, but to do something for Yiddishkeit. Do something. All right.